So I saw Simple Plan earlier this year at Memphis in May, and I did not think about this beforehand, but it is really funny to watch these pop punk bands from like the early 2000s age.
Yeah.
Because their music just doesn't age. It's like teen angst. And it was so funny to see a guy with like salt and pepper hair and a beer belly that's clearly in his 40s just get up there and in all suits just go, "Hey, Dad, look at me." I was just like, have you not dealt with this yet internally? Like, you've had so long to forgive your father. It's like, this song should be more about like, I understand, Dad, you had to work. Life is hard. Your boss is a jerk. Now I get it. You had to pay our mortgage. So, yeah, it's just funny to see like a grown-ass man complaining about his dad. Spending enough time at home.
And just like, sorry, I can't be perfect.
It's like, yeah, dude, no one
that's
is.
High school, yeah.
How, why, where, when did you see them?
I just went to Memphis in May with some friends, and I always wanted to go. I love Memphis. I saw Simple Plan was playing, and I was like, book my flight. I got to be there for this.
I have a simple plan to go see this show.
Right on the Mississippi River. Which inspired this song, I'm told.
Yeah, seeing Simple Plan in Memphis is the weirdest combination of things to do in this year.
Right, it was like he was sandwiched between like Gary Clark Jr. You know, it was like
cool,
really cool music, and then Simple Plan. And like, honestly, a ton of people were at the Simple Plan show.
It was packed out?
Sure. Yeah, it was packed. Everyone was singing along.
That's so funny.
You know, it was great. So, yeah, that's my Simple Plan story. And Joe Fernandez is the perfect person to defend Simple Plan.
Hell yeah.
Well, speaking of Joe Fernandez, welcome to the show, Joe.
Yeah, welcome, Joe. That was Kenny DeForest.
I have a perfect story, too.
Well, why don't you wait till you're on the fucking microphone to say it?
Tell it on mic.
Still. I don't have confidence in the story, so I'm not going to tell it on mic.
Joe, you got to tell the story. This is literally the only place you could ever tell a Simple Plan story.
Good to see you, Kenny. See you, buddy.
Bye, Kenny. Thanks so much for doing the pod.
It's not about going to a show or anything. It's just when my dad was in the car with me, like this is like maybe even 3 or 4 years ago, I just go, hey, I'm going to put on a song, and this reminds me of our relationship. And it just plays for roughly like 30 seconds, and he just goes, what the fuck are you talking about, you asshole? This is nothing like us. But then I started to blare it.
Should we just listen to that song right off the bat?
Yeah, let's do it. I'm giving you the aux.
I'll take the aux, and you can charge your phone right here.
Oh, I got a charger.
All right.
Bye. Joe, how you doing today?
Actually, really good. I had lunch with my aunt.
How was that?
It was good. She doesn't speak English.
It looks really good. Yeah. She doesn't speak English?
Yeah, so sometimes it's weird because my Spanish has gotten way worse. So now I'm like trying to struggle for palabras.
What's that?
It's words. Spanish for words.
You're better than me.
Yeah. Well, get cultured, man.
I know. I'm not cultured, though.
Yeah, it was good, though. She makes great food, so.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm still. I wasn't sure if we had a plan.
My relationship with her is also like perfect. I say, "Hey, Kia, look at me."
What is the name of that song?
It's called Perfect.
Oh, it's Perfect. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Here it is. I do like this song though. Too.
I do too. But it's also hard not to listen to this band and not just laugh.
Yeah.
They're pretty terrible.
Think back and talk to me. Did I grow up according to plan? And do you think I'm wasting my time doing things I wanna do? But it hurts when you disapprove all along.
It's right here where my dad got really mad at me.
And now I
for saying this.
This is so funny. He's like this to your dad. Were you sincere?
No, I was joking.
Okay,
that's such a good bit.
Horrifically sad if I put a Simple Plan and it meant something to me.
Nothing lasts forever. I'm sorry, I can't be perfect. Now it's just too late, and we can't go. Sorry, I can't be perfect.
He also got progressively angrier with me because I kept playing it and saying.
So funny. That's a very rare song where the chorus, they take everything out, you know? Chorus drops down.
What do you mean?
Like the verse has the distorted guitar and the heavy drums. That's right. The chorus, right. They just.
He got mad at that part, too.
He used to be my hero.
Man, I wish I had a dad to do bits with.
Tom, you should say that on every episode.
That's my new goal.
The last two episodes we recorded, Tom's brought up that he wishes he had a dad.
Drummer Chuck Como's parents weren't supportive of his career choice, so he and lead singer Pierre Bouvier...
I never knew their names!
Wait, you're kidding.
That's what it says. Pierre, it's B-O-U-V-I-E-R.
Like March.
Yeah.
That's March from The
yeah,
Simpsons.
Bouvier.
That's so he's talking Mrs. to Homer Simpson.
Bouvier! You're not a good mom! They wrote this song to prove to his parents that he made it and to say sorry that he's not perfect.
Oh, wow. I didn't get that from the song, so it's good.
It's also, they still probably disapproved, even though he made it, right? Like,
I mean, I think it would be hard to be a dad to be like, yes, this rules.
My son did it, and I'm a dumbass.
Let's see this bridge real quick.
Oh, wait, is this like...
Right again. Please don't turn your back. I can't believe it's hard just to talk to you, but you don't understand.
I knew something was wrong when I wasn't feeling anything. I couldn't hear the music, you know?
I totally forgot about this song. Because I liked,
really?
I liked Simple Plan. I liked this album, I remember, when I was 13 or whatever.
Yeah.
And I just remember, like, Addicted.
See, I thought, I remembered them as being kind of silly, and then this one was, like,
yeah,
really sincere and kind of corny. Although, I liked it a lot.
Let's play Addicted. Is that what it's called?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. This was Simple Plan's first Hot 100 Top 40 hit.
Perfect was?
Yeah. Also their biggest, peaking at 24. And I peaked in high school. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
No, stop playing with the levels.
This cat thinks he's Phil Spector.
Damn. Sorry. Pepe doesn't like podcasts. He's more of a radio guy.
He was a radio guy. Like, I didn't realize. Keep Junior.
That's true.
Yeah. Can't this really riff off that anymore. Once you make that reference, yeah, you got to be like, let's stop there. I didn't realize Perfect was their first hit, because you'd think it'd be something fun.
First top 40 hit, at least. But I would think, yeah, I would think it would be
Addicted. This was the
Addicted.
First one I heard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, let's listen to it a little bit.
You know how, like, they say, I'm a dick, I'm addicted to you?
Yes.
Yes.
Which is second place to Lit when they go, you make me come, you make me complete, you make me completely miserable. Do you remember that?
That is,
when it comes to finishing a word
right.
later yes. on.
I thought that the I'm a dick, I'm addicted to you was so clever.
Yeah,
I thought it was like, cool as
like
hell.
Like, genius.
Yeah, and it played on the radio. I was like, these guys are cutting edge.
They get me.
They're funny.
I literally picture myself, I can totally picture myself in the Old Orchard Mall, which is the mall by where I grew up.
I figured.
Walking around listening to this in my Walkman and just like thinking this was the greatest album I'd ever heard.
I like how you said the mall where you grew up, like the mall where I was a security guard. I remember.
I remember I'd walk around listening to this while at the mall while I was picking up kids.
Who liked Simple Plan? That was my in.
And hang out in the Hot Topic with a leather jacket.
Joe, you ever go into a Hot Topic?
I have, but I prefer Spencer's Gifts if I had to pick.
It's weird that they both exist, and they are different.
Yes.
And I think both are not meant to be ironic. I think they both are sincerely...
Yeah, for sure. Because, well, Hot Topic, I don't think they're trying to be ironic at all. I think it's very...
No, it's the most earnest thing in the world. Yeah,
super earnest, and it's Yeah, it's lame as shit.
It's also like people who don't care what they look like, but put a ton of effort into how they look going to that store.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's
no.
Like,
I knew a guy who worked at Hot Topic, and he was exactly how you would imagine him to be. He like was super emo. He sucked. he dated my friend, and we would hang out at his parents' place, and they would let. It was one of those things where we were like 20 and his parents would let us drink, but it was if it was at their place. I was like, we're 20.
The weird
like,
thing. Yeah.
Yeah. At some point, this is kind of lame. And I left his party once to excite a friend at another thing. And he was like, if you leave, just know you can't come back. Yeah. I was like, all right, man. And then sure enough, I did go back. And then he wouldn't let me in. And I was trying to text other people that he was being a dick. And I accidentally texted him.
Oh, my God. You hit them all in that one.
I did. It was brutal.
That's when you were 20?
I think 19 or 20, yeah. Okay. I was a freshman in college, so I must have been 19.
Okay, yeah. So you were going home. Oh, my buddy told me to bring up a story of freshman year of college because we were huge into Simple Plan at that time.
Where'd you go, dumbass you?
The dumbass you. So we would listen to Simple Plan all the time, and we got in trouble with the cops when we went up in Naperville, of all places. But he was going to North Central College, which, dumbass you. Like,
yes,
there's nothing.
Yeah.
So what we used to do in high school when we did pranks was we would, and people have told me they did this too, which I'm very surprised by, but apparently other people have done this, but we would get tampons and a bowl of red Gatorade. We'd dip the tampons in the red Gatorade, find someone's house we didn't like, and then throw the tampons in the house, and they would stick. Have you ever done that?
No.
Have you?
No.
You ever heard of it?
I've never heard of it.
See,
yeah.
I thought we were the ones who created it, but someone told me they did it, but I think they may be trying to big dick me. but so we would do that
There's
while
a
listening.
A lot of posturing in the tampon prank community.
Yeah, we were the Tupac of the scene. They were the biggie. They threw 6 tampons at us in Vegas. So,
me and my buddies came up with that thing where you have pigs and you put 1, 2, and 4 on them.
That is not. Come on.
And then you eat the pigs because you're a sick non-vegan fuck. And you're bad for the environment.
Is that something that happened at... Because that was one of the things that happened at the rival high school to where I went to, and I thought it was like...
That's like one of those classic pranks.
I didn't
know
that was a classic prank.
Yeah, that's one that's like in TV.
But is that an urban legend, or people have actually done it?
I mean, I think people have done that.
Yeah, I think
I mean, it's dumb, but...
That's a lot of effort to... What,
it's a pretty good... The person who...
So you rent free pigs? Like,
you go over to Pigbuster and you get a 3-day rental.
It's sad what Netflix has done to Pigbuster.
That's just weird that that's... like a real prank that people have pulled.
Yeah, that's... I believe that's a real one. My school wasn't clever at all. The only prank... I remember, because seniors would do a prank... I don't even think my class did one.
I don't think mine did one either.
One year, the prank was just there was panties all over the school. Mm. Good prank.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was like, this sucks.
They should do that on Impractical Jokers.
I had one dude who I think he like murdered 14 of his fellow students.
That's funny.
Yeah,
he numbered them
1, 2.
Oh, they're dead bodies. Oh God!
They had to find the 13th one. They could.
We did it. The most morbid joke we've done on this show. Jesus Christ! I wish my dad was alive.
That's so funny that you're listening to this in college because it feels like the most 13-year-old music.
Well, freshman year of college, like senior year of high school into freshman year of college.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
And like, so to finish that story too, we got caught by we threw tampons on this one kid's house we didn't like. His name was Big Pun. Well, it wasn't his real name, but
wait a second.
Yeah. He was 37. He was going to high school. He kept failing out. Yeah, he was the radio of our high school. Big Pun.
Oh my God!
Is this, how many listeners do you have? Am I already
enough that you shouldn't be making that joke?
We'll edit that out. I'll be the one to edit it. Don't worry.
Oh,
is that right?
I don't want to put that on your.
You're going to get a director's cut from Joe.
I learned it from Eli Roth, so I know how to do it. Really.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
The best in the business.
Hostile. You should know every episode of this is the length of The Irishman, but then we cut it down to an hour.
Oh, nice. Okay, that's good to know for sure. Okay. So this kid, he went by Big Pun, but just because he looked like Big Pun, like he was a hefty fella.
Yeah, yeah.
And he had lied about having sex with one of our friends and told a bunch of people. So that was there was always a reason to hit someone's house. It wasn't just random.
Yes.
You know? Right.
So we threw tampons on his house. This is when we had not been drinking in high school, but we started drinking in college. Mm-hmm. And so this is the time when we were kind of drunk. And normally we just throw the tampons, skedaddle. You know, classic tampon situation.
Yeah, yeah. Stuff, yeah.
But then we were drunk this time. And we were like, hey, what if we like ring the doorbell and like pee on their car and stuff like that and like moon them and stuff. So we did that. We rang the doorbell and we're like mooning them, slapping our asses. And then they were like, hey, and we go, hey, fuck you. And then we just ran off and got in the car and drove away. But we forgot that Big Pun had like a car that was made for street racing.
Oh, shit.
And so I think it was his dad who was chasing us. We didn't ever see who it was. But then we get into a high speed chase in a minivan.
Oh, my God.
Car made for street racing. So, and my buddy was down from college. He chased us in this cul-de-sac. We weren't sure who was in the car. We thought it was maybe our buddy. And we're like, are we going to have to fight these guys over tamponing their house?
Yeah.
So we pretend to get out. They get out of the car and they start walking towards us. We just hop back in the car, beautiful, swing around. But they're faster than us, so they catch up right away. And my college buddy, he's like, you know, they don't know who I am, right? So if I just roll my window down and look at them, they may be like, oh, these are the wrong people. So it's a bad plan.
It's not a simple plan.
No, no, no. These are the sort of things that you get, the plans you come up with, a dumbass you.
Yeah, yeah,
for sure.
So he just rolls down the window and looks at them. Then they drive off. We're like, we're pretty sure they saw the or called the cops. So we pull up to an elementary school, and it's the only parking lot we
could
find.
Good plan.
Yeah.
And you saw Tommy.
It's a simple plan.
He was hanging out.
Yeah. And we had a bottle of whiskey with us, and our buddy was like, the one who was driving, he's like, this is my brother's birthday gift, I don't want you to lose it, or something rather. So we had a bottle of whiskey with us in this other car. There's two people, two different cars. So we get in the other car, and we're driving around. We're like, who are we going to hit next? And then cops, we're like, these cops come by, and we're like, I'm sure it's fine. The cop makes an immediate U-turn, pulls us over. Oof. And obviously the evidence is in the car. There's a bowl of red Gatorade and tampons. Like, there's no way it wasn't
sure.
us.
What if he saw that and was just like, carry on, boys?
You just have a wig on. You're like, it's that time of the month.
It was on Easter Sunday, I remember. But yeah.
Wait, was it really?
Yeah. It was Easter break. That's why we were down.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I see.
But yeah, the cops, like all
Easter
of us.
Sunday.
Yeah. What else was there to do? But yeah, they like were all wise asses with us, like, who's on their period? And it was like, you're a Naperville cop. Like, yep. Also, let's just chill out here.
Yeah.
But all of us got arrested for different stuff, whether it was DUI or.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Damn.
I think it was. Mine was not wearing a seatbelt, so I got lucky. Like, they had different charges for all of us. But yeah, that's. And we were listening to Simple Plan at that time.
It's so it's funny. Just a. That's what they were soundtracking.
As soon as the cops, you roll down the window, it's, sorry, I can't be perfect. That is insane.
Yeah. It was better than getting into a fight with people, though. I'd have preferred getting arrested than having to fight someone over that situation.
Well, especially this Big Pun fella. It sounds like he's a big, big guy.
He's a big fella.
Yeah.
He's large wordplay.
Like, I like it. Speaking of play, let's play another song.
Try to unlock my phone.
Unbreak your damn heart.
All right. What would you like to hear next?
I mean, I do anything with my jam.
This song,
yeah, I do anything is my favorite one. That's a song that every girl I had a crush on, that's a song I'd play thinking about them.
Sure. Let's see your Simple Plan. I'll do anything just to hold you in my ass. Another day is going by. I'm thinking about you all the time. But you're out there and I'm here waiting. And I wrote this letter in my head. Cause so many things were left unsaid. But now you're gone and I can't think straight.
Point out really quick that Joe is whispering along with the song, and it's very menacing. Just hearing someone whisper these lyrics.
And he's just staring at us.
Well, because that's what I feel about you guys. I would do anything to hold you in my arms.
Oh, from songfacts.com.
This song is about that one person you would do anything just to be with, anything to make them laugh and make them happy. So,
I never thought about it like that.
Yep. I don't like it anymore.
It's kind of subtle. It's not. You have to read between the lines to get that message.
Mark Hoppus of Blink 182 and Plus 44. Did they write that part?
They wrote and Plus.
Which
one's
unnecessary?
Mark?
Mark's the bass player. Yeah. The one with the deep voice.
Okay.
Yeah. He sang the background vocals for this song.
Oh really?
Oh shit.
That's what this is.
I remember that now that you say that they were like connected.
Yeah.
Blink and Simple Plan.
Because that might be how I found out about them. Even
even like Simple Plan's name for this album was No Pads, No Helmet, Just Balls, which is kind of like a rip-off.
That's a Blink, yeah.
Like Take Off Your Pants and Jacket. Yeah. It's like a clear rip-off of that.
Oh!
It did take me so long to get
that. Me too. Yeah, I was so stupid.
Yeah, No Pads, No Helmets, Just Balls. I totally forgot that was the...
Yeah, that's a clear rip-off. They reminded me of... Hoobastank a lot. I mixed up Simple Plan and Hoobastank a little
really?
Bit.
Really? I find that very surprising.
Let's hear Reason real fast, and I think that you'll... I feel like they're not that different.
Well, they called their album No Pads, No Helmets, Just Stank. Which I thought was really a ripoff.
So this is the Reason. Maybe it's just the perfect thing.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
It's a different kind of... They're both whiny, but it's a different kind of...
Yeah, I think it's the
whiny.
Whininess did it for me. And it was the timing, whiny, obviously.
Every time I heard Why Are You Running Away, by the way, I always thought the music video was just going to be a golden retriever. Just loose and trying to catch it.
Let's see here. What we have. I guess that those are all the song facts. I didn't realize that these guys were Canadian.
What?
Oh, I didn't know that
either. Montreal band.
Another secret Canadian band.
I mean, I will say,
that's right.
It's not like you're huge into Simple Plan ever. You know, like the only other song I can even think of that's big is I'm Just a Kid.
Right. Let's listen to that. Because it's so fucking annoying. Yeah. Yeah. And,
but I do relate to it even as an adult, honestly. Like, it is. There are those nights where you're like, oh, man, I don't know. No one's, everyone's busy. I'm hanging out in my room.
I mean, this has 79 million plays on Spotify, and Spotify wasn't invented till way after they were popular, so it is pretty impressive that people definitely still listen to it.
Right.
Here you go.
Yeah, this is bad.
I woke up, it was 7. I waited till 11 just to figure out that no one would call. I think I've got a lot of friends, but I don't hear from them. What's another night all spending every day on your own, and here it goes. I'm just a kid, and life is a nightmare. I'm just a kid, I know that it's not fair. Nobody cares, cause I'm alone, and the world is having more fun than me.
They're as invented FOMO.
Yeah, that is actually... Damn.
It was a pre-FOMO, and they were talking about it.
Yeah.
This was used in the movie The New Guy, and coincidentally, not to date this episode, but yesterday when we were driving, there was a winter squall, and I said more like DJ Squalls.
Yeah.
So, fun fact.
I don't know either of those references. What's the
DJ
new guy?
DJ Qualls was the lead in the movie The New Guy. He was also in Road Trip.
He was in Breaking Bad.
What? Who was he in Breaking Bad?
He's in a few episodes. He plays.
Is he one of the Jesse's like friends or something? Yeah. Oh, okay, that makes sense. So yeah, he's a meth head actor.
What does he look like?
He has a very... I'm going to show you right now because he has a very rememberable face. Memorable is a word.
There we go. Yeah. DJ Squalls.
But okay. You said it was in a movie called The New Guy?
Yeah, The New Guy is about a guy who's a fucking loser, but he gets to go to a new school, and he becomes the coolest guy at the school.
Oh.
And I believe maybe what's her name? Eliza Dushku, maybe, in this?
Oh, I forgot about her. She was an attractive lady back in the day. I don't know what she's up to
bring
now.
Bring it on. Yeah, I don't know either. Let's look up what Eliza Dushku's up to these days.
Oh, yeah. He's great in that show, man.
Isn't that so
I thought he was like an undercover cop. Spoiler alert, I guess.
Oh, that's what he was. You're right. Yeah, yeah. Very big spoiler for Breaking Bad Season 2, probably.
Is he a DJ, though?
No, his name is literally just DJ.
Oh! It's all coming together for him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he would be very disturbing to see in charge of a room full of people going crazy.
He's got the he's throwing out the glow sticks and shit. Is that DJ Qualls?
So things got very ugly for Eliza Dushku's career.
Jesus,
CBS
okay.
Oh, you actually looked it up?
CBS, she was on The Bull, and then apparently there was harassment, and she was silenced by CBS. So,
oh God.
All right, that was fun.
Wait, I turned it up, and he said nobody cares.
Oh, no.
She was
I
want to
point
CBS.
Out, Tommy turned it up.
Nobody cares.
That's what he said. He can't stop saying
that
crazy.
Was incredible. Wow.
The Les Moonves theme right there.
He had that like ready to go as soon as somebody came with harassment charges.
Oh,
that's
my God.
Insane.
I think we should let's listen to ones we have because those are the only ones any of us remember.
Yeah, right.
Let's see what the other songs are all
about. No, so that's where I was like, I didn't know if I needed to be really into Simple Plan.
No.
I know Good Charlotte way more.
Well, so I always think about, obviously they were kind of, I always thought of them as against each other. Mm-hmm. And I thought of my, like Simple Plan and Good Charlotte.
Like
I
they
thought,
were rivals?
Like you had to pick one.
Oh,
and I like remember like this is like something I created in my mind as a however.
Yeah, that's really funny.
I was like, well, I'm with Simple Plan, so I can't like Good Charlotte.
They both definitely feel like they were Blink 182 influence hardcore.
Yes.
I was looking up. I just looked at their Wikipedia and I was seeing more of their information. They had a few more albums besides No Pads, No Helmets, Just Balls. The next one is Still Not Getting Any ... Not as clever. Then it's just Simple Plan in 2008.
It just sounds like they're getting more real at that point.
Here's this one is it was too late for this sort of album title. It was called Get Your Heart On.
Ugh.
And then they also this was in 2011, and then 2013 they put Get Your Heart On The Second Coming.
And it's spelled
C O M I N G.
Oh, okay.
They're not that you know,
clever.
Yeah, exactly.
Whoa, I looked them up. I just saw something crazy. Simple Plan named Montreal's number three most pretentious band.
This is where I got the Montreal information.
Oh,
who's one and two?
Oh, yeah, I'm also curious about this.
Is Arcade Fire going to be in there? Are they pretentious to some people?
I'm sure they are.
Arcade Fire, number one.
Damn.
Number two, I'll let you try and guess.
Oh, shit.
Tom, have you seen it?
No.
Montreal-based band?
This is actually just an artist. That's my first hint.
Is it
Bon Iver?
No, he's not from Montreal. I think he's like a Wisconsin.
But that sounds like a French-Canadian name.
Yeah, for
sure. It's the only other person on this list of 10 that I've ever heard of. In the news recently because of who they were dating.
Ed Sheeran? Is that a Montreal guy?
He's from England.
Because of who they were dating.
Yes.
Is it what guy or girl? Can we guess that? Can we get that?
Wait, Bieber's not.
Not Bieber.
Okay.
No. I'll give you gender. It is a girl.
Oh.
He's a Canadian lady.
Oh. Grimes. Yeah.
And my next clue was going to be her boyfriend made a cyber truck. That could be anybody.
Wait a minute.
The only Grimes Oblivion.
No.
Grimes rules.
Okay. Grimes is
musically.
Yeah. I was thinking of the Simpsons character. So
and she,
Frank Grimes.
And she dated Elon Musk.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So I don't keep up with pop culture. So.
Everyone turned on her when she dated Elon Musk. But people used to love her.
It's true.
Is it strictly the Elon Musk thing?
I relate to her because I got a lot of guff when I dated that lady who created the fake blood thing.
Elizabeth Holmes.
Look, we went out for a while.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
I'm kidding.
Okay.
Elizabeth Holmes, there was like the documentary.
She made
about
Theranos.
Her. Yeah, she made the fake blood work thing where they
get
a drop of your blood and get you blood work done within like seconds or whatever.
Yeah, okay.
It's all fake.
There's a documentary of that on HBO,
yes.
Right? Okay, yeah.
Called Bad Blood. Named after the Taylor Swift.
Hell yeah.
All right. I didn't post on Facebook for this one. I'm going to do that
right now. Oh, yeah, do that now.
Yeah, did you say Theranos?
Theranos, I think it was called.
Thurnless, okay.
Joe, what other dumbass bands do you like? Well, we look up more stuff.
Well, I mean, Good Charlotte. Like, so I got to give a shout out to Justin Cornwell, by the way. He was the one who wanted me to tell a story about us getting in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
For Tampa.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
He's a hell of a guy. Just had a kid. Anyhow. Good Charlotte.
Now, does his kid think that life is a nightmare?
Not yet, but he will.
Okay, yeah.
He'll get there. What's a lit? I like Offspring. Is Offspring in that same genre,
We
though?
Did an Offspring episode.
Yeah.
I think they're a little different, you know.
I mean, anything that would
closer to punk. I guess.
They're older, so I think I put them in a different category.
Yeah, I know that they were on when I was like in elementary school too.
Right.
So that's like different. But anything that would be on an American Pie soundtrack, basically,
is
a good way to describe that genre.
Let's look at the American Pie soundtrack real fast.
Let's watch American Pie.
Let's just watch it.
Let's all fuck a pie.
All right.
You ever try that?
I've not. That'd be crazy.
I would be lying if I said I didn't consider it.
Have you ever tried to suck your own dick through a pie? While fucking. Tommy just nodded.
Yeah, he is not. I think we saw a nod.
I have had a pecan pie.
Oh God, I like it.
That's what's also crazy about that movie. Like how in a like, especially now when they're spying on a girl changing and shit like that. There's so much stuff in there that is like so not okay, and it makes you realize almost in a weird way. Like, oh my God, no wonder this reckoning has happened where people like thought this is normal behavior
for sure
20 years ago,
because that wasn't that long, because everyone talks about the 80s stuff, like if you watch, you know, Revenge of the Nerds or Animals or anything, but that it's like American Pie was not that long ago.
No. And,
I can't,
it's just crazy to think like just dudes spying on a woman changing and we were all like these naughty boys.
Yeah, but she was into it though.
Well, she was foreign, so it's okay. Now that's
she
an American
was, like,
woman.
Lucky to have a place to stay. Yes. Think about it.
And she was one of these, oh God.
Damn it.
Immigrants.
Refugees?
No, what did the conservative people call the,
when
you have a baby? She was trying to have an anchor baby.
I've never heard of that. An anchor baby? Yeah.
You never? What have you heard of, Joe?
I mostly follow sports, and now I'm done with that after traveling down to Houston for that World Series and watching the movie.
Oh, right. Shit.
So
that
I'm
sucks.
With,
yeah.
I'm done with all sports.
Sure.
So I don't even know what I know at this point.
How much money do you spend to get to that World Series?
Well, I didn't go to any of the games. I seriously just drove down to be in my hometown.
I did the same thing. When the Cubs were in the World Series, I flew back to Chicago just to be there.
Right, because it's not as fun. Sports
for,
don't make
all
sense.
All the home games, yeah.
Yeah, watching a game by yourself is pointless. Like, if you're watching them win the World Series and you're by yourself in an apartment, you're like,
yeah,
okay, well, this isn't fun at all. Like, you want to be around other people going nuts with them.
Yeah.
I think you were with Bobrinsky, right? Were you with those fellas, or where were you when they won?
I was back here when they won. I went home for the home games. It was to be around Wrigleyville for those. Yeah.
We were together, and Joe Kilgallen happened to be in town, and he came and hung out.
He told me the story of how he had to do CYSK NYC and wasn't happy about it.
Yes. Yeah.
It's insane how hard it is to find a soundtrack on Spotify for some reason. So, but I found on IMDb, we've got songs like Flagpole Sitta.
Of course. Flagpole Sitta is a great song.
It is great. I don't know a lot of this shit, to be totally honest. Good Morning Baby, Glory, How Sweet It Is to Be Loved By You. I know that. I don't think this is right. For some reason, this is the hardest thing to find, so I'm just going to give up on it. But because I looked on Spotify and Googling it, very hard to find.
Kind of crazy. How Sweet It Is to Be Loved By You. Is that Marvin Gaye?
How sweet it is. It seems like it would be. Oh, here's 1, 2, 3, and 4 all together for some reason. What's that song that's like, and neighbors complain about the... Oh, here it is, Laid. This is on the third.
Oh, that's a good song.
This is on the third movie, and it's so American Wedding.
Now, I've heard of Grimes, but James?
This is such a good song. Hell yeah.
Great song.
All right.
That's it.
Well, we don't need it. We're listening. We're talking Simple Plan.
It is the greatest insult to Simple Plan that we're immediately listening to different other bands. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. Like, they really aren't good, but, you know, it's just...
No, you're right that we should listen to some shit from them that we
might
not know.
Yeah, let's listen to some songs we
haven't
heard.
Let's hear Welcome to My Life. I think we know that one.
Oh, I know that one, too, yeah.
Yeah, so this is... Yes, of course.
This is such a bad song. You just don't belong and no one understands you. Do you ever want to run away? Do you lock yourself in your room with the radio on turned up so loud that no one hears you screaming? No, you don't know what it's like when nothing feels alright. You don't know what it's like to be like me. To be hurt, to feel not, to be left out in the dark.
asshole thing to say, too.
Yeah.
Like,
well, also, Tom Petty did a better version of this where he's like, you don't know what it's like to be me.
That's a way better. Yeah, let's listen to that now. No, it's also like, all right, you're most likely a white kid from the suburbs of Montreal, I'm guessing. It's probably not that bad.
Yeah, I know.
It's probably fine. I mean, I get everybody
has. You get to go see Jess for Laughs every summer.
I'm sure he did, yeah.
You'd go to hahaha.com, which is their website.
Oh, God.
That is weird that, yeah. Did someone else have Just for Laughs? Like, .com? That seems very strange.
Yeah.
Because also you don't know how many ha-has to put in. Is it two or three?
I think it's three ha's.
Three ha's a lady.
That's what my rating for Francis Ha was. Three ha's.
Hopefully out of four. I love that movie.
I don't know that reference.
What do you know?
What name some stuff you know.
Odell Beckham Jr.? That's a reference.
This is summer paradise.
No, I've given up on sports, okay. But I'm saying, you know, I know that still to this day.
Okay, yeah.
Wasn't there a movie called A Simple Plan with like Billy Bob Thornton?
A very good movie. Yes,
yeah, it's great.
A Simple Plan is a great movie.
Yeah.
I've never seen that.
Let's play a clip from that movie.
No, that movie rules.
This is the fifth song on their Spotify. I don't know this, I don't think, but it's got 112 million plays.
Whoa.
The most of any of these five. Addicted only has 38 million, which I would think it would have the most, but it's Welcome to My Life is second. Perfect is after that, then I'm Just a Kid, and then Addicted. So this is Summer Paradise featuring Sean Paul.
What?
Yeah, I don't know.
I gotta find my way back. Back to summer paradise.
This is shocking.
My heart is sinking as I'm lifting
112 million. 112 million plays.
Sean Paul must be very famous for it.
Oh,
too.
Yeah, Sean Paul's very famous.
Okay.
I'm leaving. Oh, I don't know what I'm gonna do. But someday I will find my way back to where your name is written.
People must have thought it was a different song. If it has 112 million.
112 million people were confused.
Who is Sean Paul? I feel like I should know that reference.
Oh, my God.
Sean DePaul. He's that guy.
Yeah, it's not him. Shaggy. It's not like Shaggy's alter ego, like a Chris Gaines thing.
I get why you would say that.
Though. Yeah.
Yeah.
Summer Paradise. That might be one of the worst songs I've ever seen. Oh, man. The lyrics. This is how the lyrics are listed. I got to find my way back. To Summer Paradise, Sean Paul, comma, Simple Plan, period. I'm just trying to find the lyrics to that Sean Paul verse because it seemed like the most basic thing of all time.
What year did it come out, too? Well, that was not their first album for sure,
Let me see here. It just... Did it not pop up there? 2012.
Whoa. Oh, wow. That's super recent. It's weird because a band like that, that's why Blink-182 and all... God, I'm trying to think of another one. The Used or like My Chemical Romance. Like, it's got to be hard to reinvent yourself when you all like... Or Super Drag would be another one where it's like, how do you reinvent yourself when you were just based on teen angst? And if you're 35, you can't do that.
But Fall Out Boy did it.
Right.
They became an arena rock band. They played in stadiums every day. They're making so much money. Panic at the Disco did it. Brendon Urie, at least. He was on a Taylor Swift song this year.
Kinky
like, he's
Boots.
Still relevant. He was in Kinky Boots, which we know from the Subway.
Yep.
But it's crazy. I mean, My Chemical Romance is coming back now. They didn't transition in that way where they became more popular. But it's crazy that Fall Out Boy and Panic did.
I did not realize they were popular.
And Simple Plan, that's clearly what Simple Plan was trying to do there.
Yeah.
And apparently, 112 million
seems
people
like we're the idiots here. What are we missing?
I know.
Maybe we should end the podcast now. Because I am very confused on this. So I want to hear.
Never heard, how have we none of us heard that?
Crazy.
And
it has that many. I want to listen.
It sucks that much.
It's so bad.
That's like one of the worst songs I've ever heard.
I want to. I'm just looking through track titles, and there's some that are sticking out to me that I kind of want to hear.
Let's learn. Yeah.
Just because they seem bad to
me. Well, that's what's fun about this band. It's kind of like watching The Room or, like, you know what I mean? It's like the B-movie of bands.
So the first track on Get Your Heart On is called You Suck at Love. We got to hear that.
Yeah, welcome to my life.
Welcome to my wife. You suck at love.
I think I've heard this.
Really?
Yeah.
I also kind of like it. I actually like that one.
That
it fits within
bad.
Their brand, you know? Yeah.
He did rhyme over with loser.
Right.
Which doesn't really work.
Sure. Let's hear Loser of the Year.
It is weird that Time still does a Loser of the Year. That's not true.
He said I'm on the verge of celebrity.
I've been on a streak of liking the bands we talk about, and this is ending that streak hard.
I want to read through the track list, and this will only make sense. I think we may have talked about this on the podcast, but these feel like things Andrew Casertano would tweet.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so some of the tracks are Kiss Me Like Nobody's Watching, Singing in the Rain, Everything Sucks.
Singing in the Rain?
Yeah, featuring R City, not R Kelly. I refuse. I don't want to go to bed featuring Nelly.
How old was he? Wait, we have to play that.
This is from 2018.
So he's like,
Wait. Let me see here. No,
he's
this is
30 saying I don't want to go to bed.
I'm sorry. This is from 2016.
Oh, in that case.
Well, maybe it's like one of those A Star Is Born, like I don't want to go home yet.
Let's
you know?
See.
Let's hear it.
Let's give him the benefit of the listen.
I'm full of broken pieces, and all my nights are sleepless, and I don't mean to intrude. This secret, can you keep it? Won't give up even if it takes me all night. It takes my whole life, just won't feel right until I have you. Tired eyes burn, when will I learn? Tell me what to do.
I can't do any more of it. That's
I feel like
so
they
bad.
Wrote that song because they were like, this is really easy to kids bop.
Yes.
Well, also, like, it was I thought it was Maroon 5.
Like, I was just going to say, it sounded exactly like Maroon 5's like second and third album, where it's like they're trying to be funky. And, that is...
That was a brutal song.
Yeah, that, and it's so different from all the other shit. I mean, that's the only song we've heard off of this album. Maybe they were trying to get funky on this one and really trying to... That definitely sounded like Maroon 5.
Well, yeah. It seems like they were just like, what can we do to stay relevant? So they tried every different sound, mm-hmm. you know, every, but still with the same like mopey energy.
There's also, okay, the rest of the songs on this are called Nostalgic, Perfectly Perfect, I don't Want to Be Sad, P.S. I Hate You. Ugh. And then Problem Child, which again, you're in your 30s, yeah. man.
But he's talking about his son.
That would be so funny.
Who he hates.
I hate my fucking kid. Sorry, I can't be a perfect dad. Let's hear Problem Child for a second. Or it's just a song about the movie Problem Child.
Or Dennis the Menace.
A very heartfelt song against Dennis the Menace.
Here we are again, awake at 5 a.m. I didn't mean a word I said. Can we just pretend I can take it back? Change the way the story ends. I remember when things were simple then. It didn't always hurt this way. I would fall asleep, you would carry me. You would take my fears away. Am I messed up forever?
All right.
Dude, when he said all messed up for a hot second, I thought he said, ah, missed out. And I'm like, that's not your place, Simple Plan, at all.
Oh, man.
Yeah, okay. Right. These are officially terrible songs.
Yeah,
but
that one's rough.
I will say I'm kind of enjoying some of them.
Should we hear I Don't Want to Be Sad?
Sure.
Yeah.
It feels like.
No, I don't want to be sad. I don't want to be sad, sad, sad.
What the fuck is this?
I can see the studio producer just shaking his head as they're doing this.
This is a guy
like,
with
should
a,
we do another take? They're like, we got it.
This feels like a band that just has a wheel that they spin, and they're like, all right, we got to have a fun song and just throw whatever the fuck. They're just desperately clinging to anything
yeah.
at this point. This is crazy. This is so, stylistically, this is all, this is the same album, the last three songs.
So
damn, that's
this
crazy.
This is crazy.
The Sean Paul, the...
That was different.
Okay.
That was a single, I believe. I'm pretty sure. At least that's where I found it. What an insane... Ugh.
Do you think they are aware, like, that they aren't great? You know what I mean? Because some performers and artists
damn,
are aware, like,
well,
they know that they're...
I mean, they're the number three most pretentious band in Canada.
So.
It
doesn't sound like that anywhere. We don't have a voicemail from Jared yet.
Do we get anyone on the Facebook?
We do have some Facebook. I just posted it, so it's not a ton. But I wrote we're talking Simple Plan right now on the podcast. We got thoughts. Sorab writes, dude's voice is like nails on a chalkboard. It plays on the elevator ride down to hell.
Whoa. What do you think of that, Joe?
I'm fine with it. I agree. I'm never going to make a case as if somehow they're good.
We know. We had you on the live show, and you did not make a case.
We thought this would be your chance.
It's more that they're just fun. They serve their purpose.
Yes.
And I think also they are nostalgic. Like, I mean, a lot of those bands you listen to remind you of where you were in your life.
Yeah.
You know?
Listening to Addicted like really brought me back to, like,
sure.
The old Orchard Mall. The old Orchard Mall. I remember wandering through there.
Let's hear Nostalgic real fast, just because you said the word. Oh, shit. They're playing that AC/DC guitar. I I wish that I could forget to even exist.
Whoa.
Again, a man in his 30s.
Descartes is rolling in his grave.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that's it's kind of funny you brought up the live show, because I forgot, like, oh, I didn't get into my argument at all, because people were so upset that I conceded, but I never got to make...
first ever, we've had a lot of these live shows, no one has ever conceded before.
Yep,
you pulled the Al Gore. You called it in.
Too early, yeah?
Yeah.
Should have fought harder.
Should have fought harder.
True.
Well, I mean, the only argument you can make for them is that it's, like, it's not about talent. You know, it's about, like, it's what they do for you in terms of, and I think you have to have had them growing up, too.
Totally.
I don't think you can.
Sure.
No, we talk a lot about it on the show, and I'm sure if Jared did leave a voicemail, it would be all about how people only like this if they heard it at the right time in their childhood,
yeah.
Because this is full on. There's no way that they're getting new fans out of, who are our age.
And for whatever reason, I don't know if any bands have come out that are like that, but I feel like just for whatever reason, mid to late 90s all the way into early 2000s, these bands were huge.
Yeah,
you know?
For sure.
Kind of like early 90s was grunge rock, but it seemed like they were doing more talented.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
I don't know. Who's more influential, Nirvana or Simple Plan, you know?
I know who's still making music, and that's what
Yeah, can't believe.
I was going to say Courtney Love had a Simple Plan. Stage a damn suicide.
Damn, you heard it here, folks. Kyle Scanlon writes, trash.
All right, short but sweet.
He wrote it twice also.
The comment's so nice, he wrote it twice.
Taryn Bradley writes, I'm a dick. I'm addicted to you was so scandalous. True.
Scandalous?
Lauren King writes, that guy's voice was awful. Out of all those bands, they were the most cringy. I feel like they had a member with a really bad mohawk.
Mm. Well, I think Tom DeLonge had a really whiny voice too, though.
That's very
right?
true.
I mean,
yeah.
It seemed like they were comparable.
Yeah.
No?
Voice-wise, I would say they're comparably annoying. Yeah, but I love Blink-182 so much more.
Well, they do have better... My buddy who's like really into music, which I'm not. I just listen to whatever. But he was like, Dude Ranch actually is a pretty good album.
Mm-hmm.
Who like he's someone who's musically inclined.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Like,
no, a lot of people love Blink-182 as a respected band.
Yeah, but not Simple Plan.
But not Simple Plan. Not Simple Plan. We got one. Well, Adam Quaslow writes, Welcome to My Life might be the worst song ever written lyrically. It is. I have to admit, as a kid, being really into Welcome to My Life, just as a, like slamming the door, like, did you ever feel like it's and it sucks. Justin Kurth writes, unbelievably cringy, but undeniably catchy. They're like if Newfound Glory got sadder.
That's fair. Newfound Glory, dude.
Yeah.
All Downhill from Here and My Friend's Over You.
My Friend's Over You is a banger.
That's a great song.
Yeah.
But is I Do Anything? I feel like that's a decent song, though, right? It's fun anyway. It's I mean, all those things that...
Yeah.
No, it's like a lot of those bands had like one or two songs that you're like... Like I said, I liked The Reason when it came out. I thought that was good. There was a couple more that are like that. That I'm like... I've mixed them all together in my head now, but I was into a few of these bands. I wonder what... I'm just looking through their songs again. Let's listen to Newfound Glory.
Hell yeah, dude. I actually, My Friend's Over You is a great... I still listen to that song, too, to this day.
Do you really?
Of
I haven't
course.
Heard this song in 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
Are they not on?
Buried Myself Alive, I just listened to the other day.
That would be so funny if they were a Spotify holdout.
Are they from Newfoundland?
I don't know.
I think they're from Glory Town.
The glory hole capital of the world.
They're the fourth most pretentious band out of Glory Town.
We'll be right back.
I'm not joking that hearing that song made me like legit feel the emotions of like having a crush on this girl in high school, like knowing who the person was, how I was feeling driving home or something like that from whatever it was at night. But like it really does stir up emotions of where you were, what why you were listening to it.
Yeah.
Same with I'd Do Anything or whatever.
Like, Man, I just was reading some of their of Simple Plan's Wikipedia, and I love this just as a great little music moment. So Bouvier and Como, the drummer, were in a band called Reset, and then they broke up because like they went to college and shit. But they reacquainted at a Sugar Ray concert.
Oh my god!
What a great moment in music history.
That's so funny.
Have we done a Sugar Ray episode?
No.
We that's crazy.
No, we did. Blair doesn't.
That's right. Yeah, okay, good. All right.
I was gonna say that's a controversial.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm glad we did because I just had a real panic.
Have you ever done Everclear?
We did. Yes.
I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah, Luke Moniz, who met, who Art,
Alex Zaki or something?
Yeah, like yelled at him at a grocery store.
It's a true story.
Have you seen the video of Sugar Ray getting yelled at where he freaks out because a guy calls him Sugar Gay?
Oh,
and he flips
out. Yes, I have seen that.
Dude, it's insane.
We might have talked about it on the show. I can't remember that, though.
But it is funny that. I'd be more offended that you called me Sugar Ray. I'd be like, hey, I have a name. What that name is. What is that guy's name? I just
Mark McGrath.
Yes, that's it. Dude. I used to love that guy.
Now he's on E Entertainment News Network.
Someone told me an urban legend, but then I don't think it's real. But apparently that he's a micro penis or something. That can't be. I don't know. And every time I've looked it up, I can't find it. Someone said they heard it on Howard Stern, but I feel like that would be easy to find.
Right.
You just look up
that's
Sugar
what that
Ray.
National song is about. I am easy. Yeah, I don't know about that. ladies, if you've banged Mark McGrath,
right
you
in.
Can give us an update on his peen size. We'd like to hear it. We got one more. Oh, never mind. This sucks. It's somebody who just wrote the movie Simple Plan with Billy Bob.
Great movie.
We covered it. Do we want to hear one more song? We're already
let's get out of here. Joe, before we play our last song, any final thoughts about Simple Plan?
No, I think I said this on the live one, but like I look at music the way people look at comedy, which is like not caring about artistic integrity. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like the way people look at Larry the Cable Guy or Jeff Dunham, and we get irritated. Like, why don't they care that they're bad? But it's like, I just listen to music, especially if it's like just a certain time of my life, makes me remember it, I enjoy it.
Yeah.
But I would never tell someone like, no, Simple Plan, you just don't get them.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I just want to make it clear that I understand.
Sure.
Like, I feel like I need to make that obvious.
I don't know how I didn't see this immediately. They just put out a song.
Let's
Simple
play it.
Plan,
ooh.
What's it called?
In October
this
called
new...
Where I Belong.
Where is the damn dumbass you?
featuring We the Kings.
How come they always have features now? It's so fucking weird. So this is a world premiere. No one's ever heard this, I'm guessing. It was released in October.
It is going from 0 to 1 on Spotify right now. This is going to be on the Madden 04 soundtrack.
A new Tony Hawk pro skater. I'll be honest, watching you both react to it is really great.
Yeah.
I think the last 5, Tom has put his hand over his face just in embarrassment for Simple Plan.
I just like, it's kind of like, listening to their music is like in real time going through your Facebook memories.
That's
but
so funny,
they're doing it still. Like they're still doing all the shit you'd cringe about from then.
I will say that was like them going back to their roots though, right?
Yes,
like,
that definitely I'd rather hear that than hear the other stuff we heard.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I think that's probably enough of them.
Joe, it's probably not going to be out for a little while, so where can people find you?
Well, I will say that January 8th, I don't know if it's either have been recorded or will be recording. I don't know when y'all drop this, but January 8th, I'm recording an album at Timothy O'Toole.
That's awesome, man.
It'll be very fun. I'm looking forward to it. It'll be called I'm Ugly, which apparently people have gotten mad at me for calling it that.
You're a hot man.
I didn't realize that. So
shut up.
I've hated myself for a very long time. yeah. But it'll be very fun. I'm looking forward to it. Some really great comics on the show.
Who's on the show?
Blake Burkhart, Jenna Gephardt, Andy Fleming, Matt Riggs will be doing a little time, Kristen Fenchek. So it'll be a good time.
Very fun.
Cool.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, and if it's already passed, then just look out for that album.
Yeah.
Yeah, pick it up. Mm-hmm. I am ugly, in quotes. yeah, check out my half hour. Get on the Patreon. Check out Tommy's album.
Yeah, check out my album, and thank you guys for listening.
Yeah. Keep it crispy. Bye.